Welcome to Sacred Fame Podcast. I'm Kasia Rashfall, energy magician and healer for intuitive leaders. Sacred Fame is the art and science of seeing and knowing and being yourself so that you can be seen, known, and paid for doing the things you love and making an impact in the world. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Kasia Rashfall. Let's talk about what it actually means to see yourself. Sacred Fame is all about seeing yourself first, because in order to be seen out there in the world, it's important that you see yourself and you know who you are, because then you trust who you are out there in the world. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not, or play a role or perform something to be accepted, to be liked, to be compensated. You simply show up, you do your thing, you receive with grace, with ease, with gratitude, and do it again. So Sacred Fame is about seeing yourself first so that you can be seen, known, and paid for being yourself. It's not about viral fame. It's not about celebrity fame. It's about being the best, whoever you are, and do whatever you do in your community, in the world, or in internationally, you know, whatever size of impact you want to have and make in whatever it is that you love to share and serve, then that's what you can do. And so how do you actually do that? How do you see yourself? One of the phrases that is often, you know, thrown around in the personal development world or the coaching world is taking your power back. Take your power back. Own your power. And it makes me laugh, you know, now. Obviously, that's something that I've also chased in the past. But I asked myself, like, okay, so what does that mean? How do I know that I don't have power? And how do I know that I do? And those are two really powerful questions that you can ask yourself to determine, you know, where you sort of land on that whole personal power spectrum, because it's a spectrum, it's a path. It's not something that you receive in the mail from Amazon, right, or from FedEx. It's something that you cultivate, that you remember, that you step into, and you have a lifetime to do it. So if you feel like you don't have power, either because someone's taken it away or you've forgotten it because life circumstances have happened, then chances are you know what that feels like. You often will feel like you're not being seen or heard or respected for who you are. So many examples of that in our world, not just in the business world or the personal development world, but systemically in our nations, in our communities. People are not seen, not heard for who they are. And that is something that is evolving and is changing, sometimes like way too fucking slow. On a smaller micro scale, you know, perhaps in your family, you felt like it wasn't safe for you to express emotion or to express your ideas. You were taught to be seen and not heard, or only talk when you're spoken to. And especially as a youngster, often children are not respected for the wisdom that they bring into the world, or not even by, you know, people or parents or caregivers who have ill intent, but because life is busy and not everybody has the tools to work on themselves, to hold space for themselves, and they don't know how to hold space for a child. I certainly didn't when I was a young mother. It was a skill that I had to learn. And so chances are you know what it's like to not own your own power. But then how do you know when you do? It could look different ways, but sort of bottom line, the way I see it is you remember faster that you are worthy, that you are whole, that you are enough, and that you are divine. What do I mean by that? When you experience something that you would perceive as you make a mistake or you fail, or you do something that you maybe regret, or you don't do something and then you regret that. You don't make a decision because it feels scary, or you're not sure how to have a difficult conversation with someone. And so you hold a bunch of stuff in and you get resentful. When you do that, when you do those things, but instead of beating up on yourself, you come to a place of presence and self-awareness with yourself. And you realize that it's okay to be human. It's okay to do these things and then do something about them when you're ready. Perhaps you learn how to have difficult conversations. You work with a healer or a coach or a therapist that can help you move through some of those limiting beliefs or old programming that you might be dealing with, and then step into more confidence, more self-trust, so that the next time you find yourself in a similar circumstance, you behave differently. So underneath every action or everything that you could do to own your personal power is this idea of having your own back. No matter what, you have your own back. So you don't beat up on yourself. You hold a space of kindness and love and self-respect around yourself. You allow yourself to make mistakes, to screw up, to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. And you know that you can always make things right. You forgive yourself, right? You have your own back. That's what personal power means to me anyway. And so how do you know that you have your own back? Well, that depends on your own personal definition, right? For me, that means exactly what I said, is I'm kinder to myself. I let myself off the hook. I don't put pressure on myself to be perfect, because God knows I'm not. I'm not. I don't pretend to be someone I'm not anymore. I don't try to perform and fit in. That takes practice. It takes time to define what your own personal power means to you. And then it takes time and courage and gumption and a whole fuck ton of consistency and consistent practice in order to cultivate it. And you will know when it's something that comes more naturally to you, because you will, yes, I believe you will feel different. You will feel this state of being down to your bones. You will respect yourself, love yourself at a level that you never have before. And the durations of time that you're there will expand and will be longer, and you'll forget less often, and you'll remember more often. And so you'll bounce back from the self-criticism more often than you did before. That's in a nutshell what personal power is. And if you would like to have help accessing that, I would love to invite you to join me in the Sacred Fame Incubator, which is a 3-month container where we look at all of the things that stand in the way of you knowing, seeing, and being yourself, so that you can be known, seen, and paid for being yourself out there in the world. And it begins with a foundation of personal power. No matter where you are in your personal journey, your spiritual journey, you can always plug into more of your personal power, your soul wisdom, your own presence. And the Sacred Fame Incubator is a place where that happens. And I love holding space for that. I love seeing, light come into my clients' eyes when they connect the dots and they own their personal power in a deeper way. So if you're interested in that, let's have a conversation or reach out to me and I will send you the deets. And of course, if you're not on my email list, I invite you to join, because that's where I send out my juiciest soul wisdom and other super cool stuff. All right, everyone, I will see you next time on Sacred Fame.